Babylon, The New Edition, written by David W. Dyer, read by Wayne O'Connor. Preface. How easy it is to criticize others, but to think well of ourselves. It comes to us so naturally to perceive the deficiencies of others, but not be aware of our own errors and failings. It is actually quite common for us to think of ourselves as not really being as bad, as erroneous, or as misled as those others. But, as you already know, those who think this way are just exposing their own hearts, revealing the pride and self-centeredness which is within them. They are failing to understand the true nature of their own soul. The truth is that at the bottom of our hearts, no one is better than anyone else. All of us are sinners of the worst kind. This little discussion has everything to do with our present subject. For example, I have never in my entire life heard someone declaring, "I am taking part in Babylon," or "I am involved in spiritual adultery." Instead, it is always the others who are wrong, and never me or us. It's not hard in these days to find someone insisting that the church is part of Babylon, or that the religious system is Babylon. Those who make these declarations often do so to make themselves feel better or superior, since they are letting those listening to them know that they are not nearly so wrong as, and therefore much better than, those they are judging to be in error. However, I imagine that God would like to change this practice. He would like to bring an end to this all-too-human habit. God's objective is not, and never has been, to expose the sins of others to us so that we can feel better about ourselves. Instead, He is always working to expose the true condition of our own hearts so that we can repent and, as a result, experience ever more of the salvation which He purchased for us. With all this in mind, I would like to ask all readers a favor. Could you please, at least for a few moments, lay aside all preconceived ideas about this subject? Run a little risk by opening your heart and mind to something which might be different from what you already believe. Open your hearts to God, asking that His light could shine in a way that you could receive a new understanding, a new revelation, which would transform your lives. The biblical revelation of Babylon, the prostitute of these last days, is extremely important for every child of God to understand. My prayer is that this little book would be used by God to enlighten and bless every reader, preparing them for the imminent second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have just listened to a chapter from one of David Dyer's books. These recordings or copies of the book are available at www.agrainofwheat.com. No spaces, all small letters. That's www.agrainofwheat.com.